This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Primary election voters in Colorado chose Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee for president. Among them was Andy Shawcroft of Colorado Springs.
I voted with my own pocketbook, and I know my bank account was much better when Donald Trump was in office than it is today.
Trump won Colorado's Republican primary with about 60% of the vote. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley took about a third of the vote, a stronger showing than in most Super Tuesday states. Drew Johnson of Colorado Springs voted for Haley.
Very happy to be an independent and have the option to vote either way, and I saw an opportunity to vote for Nikki Haley. Anything to resist Trump.
Joe Biden easily won Colorado's Democratic presidential primary with more than 80% of the vote there. Xcel Energy has paused a project to mix hydrogen into the natural gas supply of a neighborhood northeast of Denver. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Allison Soner lives in Box Elder Creek Ranch, a development near Hudson with about 250 homes. She's glad the company isn't rushing ahead with the controversial climate project.
I'm not like against new technologies, but there needs to be adequate research and development on it before you just broadly apply it.
Burning hydrogen doesn't produce carbon. By mixing a small portion into the neighborhood's gas supply, Xcel wanted to show the strategy could help cut climate warming emissions. But environmental groups warned hydrogen blending is too expensive and could increase the risk of gas leaks. The company is now hoping to revisit the project in 2026. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The number of new homes for sale in Denver saw a big rise in February, up more than 20% from the same time last year. A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says people are eager to put their homes on the market ahead of spring, typically the busiest time of year for home sales. High interest rates have been a drag on the housing market for the past year. Metro Denver today has highs near 60, then turning colder over the next couple of days. This is CPR News.